Okay, so today I want to focus maybe more on your early childhood, and then we'll come back and cover some other things.
I found some pictures this morning, but they're...
Of the pageants?
No, just you and I sitting over in the shop, in the doorway. What? The talk he took.
Oh, but that's after grandfather died.
Yeah, that was, not much after.
Do you know today's date?
Do I know today's date?
sort of. It's the 20th of June.
21st.
It's the 20th. You're right. It's the 20th. The surgery is the 21st.
Yes.
So it's June 20th, 2013, and I'm speaking with...
Jill Carhuma, Lathrop Carhuma.
Okay. And your date of birth, Jill?
2/14/34.
And I'm also speaking with...
Nora Lathrop Grimason.
Mm-hmm. And your date of birth, Nora?
February 18th, 1931. Which surprised me no end when I got $30 off that balm I got for my leg.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, because he didn't ask me the date of my birth.
Well, Nora, let's not talk about that. We're trying to, we're going back in history.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And we're going back.
So tell me, were you born here, or were you born somewhere else?
Oh, no. Jill was born in Germantown.
Jill, you tell me about where you were born.
I was born in Germantown.
Yeah.
And I guess in a hospital I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And, it might have been the University of Pennsylvania. I just don't know.
It was.
And you?
Princeton, New Jersey.
Whereabouts in Princeton?
The hospital.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Aunt Libet took Granny over. They were great friends for years. And Aunt Libet was grandfather's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Ballin.
Elizabeth Ballin.
Elizabeth Lathrop Ballin.
Elizabeth
Lathrop.
B-A-U-H-A-N.
B-A-U-H-A-N.
H-A-N.
H-A-N.
Yeah. And he was an architect.
Okay. So then when you were brought home from Princeton Hospital, you were living here or somewhere else?
I think we lived in the Cooper Show.
Yes,
no, we lived at the West End.
Oh, West End.
Lived at the West End.
Oh.
Now, the West End is that white frame building at the barn.
You know where Wendy McCook's
horse business.
Okay.
So was that?
No, not for long. I think we moved down here rather quickly.
Yeah.
Lived in the Cooper Shop, much to my father's horror, because he was 6 feet, 2.5. He weighed over 200 pounds, and the Cooper Shop is just not built for him.
And it had been renovated by Miss Carlene Holmquist, who started the Holmquist School. And in 1916, we found the date on
the side
of the building.
Yeah, she wrote it.
She arranged the Cooper Shop so that she, her piano, her grand piano, and one student could be...
Yeah. Well, I think she had that. Three. She could have three.
She could have three.
I think it got to be three in the beginning of the home.
All right, okay. So,
so tell me about all these buildings.
Well, the Cooper Shop was a forge, and it was made to build the barrels for the mill. And that's all. And Miss Carlene is the one who renovated it.
Mm-hmm.
She renovated it. I don't know whether she paid rent or not, but she certainly paid for the plumbing.
Yeah, this was a flour mill across the street.
Yeah.
That mill was a flour mill. Mm-hmm. And the miller, the first miller, built that end of the north end of the house. Oh, that's the west end of the house.
When you say the house, we're referring to this big stone structure that faces River Road.
That's right.
Well, no, that was the old part.
That is the old part.
They kept building this way. Okay. Then there was another
as they
section
got
at the
gathered
end,
families.
60.
As so they, the south end was the old part.
The old part.
Okay. Yeah.
That's right. That's so, right. So, and that was Aaron Phillips.
Yeah. Okay.
And we've had contact with that family. They stopped by once in a while from Baltimore.
Right, and let's see.
So how do you refer to this house? Does it have a name? Or
the old house, I guess.
The old house, yeah, okay. Or the big house.
Big house.
The big house.
The big house.
Big house. Mm-hmm. The old house.
Then there's the Coopers.
The Cooper shop is there.
Mm-hmm. And that's the outside
kitchen. That's the outside
kitchen. That's actually an outside kitchen. It was a place for slaughtering and curing.
Yep, they did everything in there.
Everything.
So they didn't have to do it in the big house here.
Right.
I wonder, how is that being used now?
It's a woodworker's shop.
We rent it to
Bill Honey.
Bill Honey.
And he came from
Susan Clark.
And Susan Clark.
Right.
And they build furniture. They make fancy furniture.
Furniture and sculpture.
Yeah, some sculpture. Yeah. She's very artistic.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he came from a great big farm down near Newtown when it was a great big farm.
Mm-hmm.
Before they put I-95 through.
Mm-hmm. All the spinach fields
the spinach
are down
fields
there.
Down there.
When you were young girls, how was the summer kitchen being used then?
Summer kitchen.
Okay.
They used it up till we were...
Right.
I remember doing the French beans.
Right.
Remember the French beans?
Oh, right.
Uh-huh.
We had to run the little... We did that. Yeah.
And there was also a washing machine in it at one point.
No, there wasn't. There was a big tub. They had a big... they had the plumbing. They could get cold water.
Oh, that's right. Well, Aunt Livet used to wash things in there.
She probably did.
That's how I got flattened fingers.
Oh,
remember?
But was it in there? Mm-hmm. Inside? Well, it could be, but that would have been a little
Well, it was probably unusual anyway, because they weren't here for terribly
long. She got caught in the roller.
Jill, tell me about that.
Well, there were... Early washing machines had rollers to squeeze the water out. And this one was electrified.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily it did have a reverse. And I was watching this thing turn and I got fascinated and I put my hand up and it went
right.
And so Bill Bowen, thank heavens for
that's
Bill.
That's the son. That's Bill Libet's oldest son.
Bill suddenly saw why I was screaming bloody murder, and he reversed the thing, and my fingers came out.
And are you okay?
And I went around with my little fingers in a little tin cup with a lump of ice.
That's what I did all day. That's what you remember.
That's right. Because they swelled like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So it was very
poor
painful.
Little finger. Maybe very that's painful. What's the matter.
No. That's not what's the matter. I've got arthritis.
Is it the right hand?
It's my right hand.
How old would you have been then?
About five.
Oh, you were so young.
I was very young.
Tell me what else you remember about the summer kitchen.
French beans.
Remember the floor had nice patterns in it.
See, we were here when we grew up, it was during the war.
Mm-hmm.
So you had that to deal with also.
So it had nice brick pattern in it. I remember that.
Is that still there? Still
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice brick floor.
Mm-hmm. But it is cold on the feet, so Bill has kind of spongy stuff that he walks on.
Right, yeah. And it was an outside kitchen.
That's
I do
all
remember
it was.
That.
Coal bin at the end for your coal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it also had hooks to hang stuff from.
Right.
The kitchen has
creatures
hooks.
Or
yeah, right.
Whatever they.
There was a pig pen next door, which was the Kaufman's house.
And we have a pig bench. We have what
to say that.
My mother called the pig bench.
Well, that
she had
was
it
a
cut
slaughter
down.
Bench.
That was a slaughter
bench. Yeah, we have a great piece of furniture.
It's a coffee table now.
It's a coffee table. Yeah, and you can see all the chop marks and everything in it, but it also stood, you know, this high.
Uh-huh.
It
was
so
quite
you could
high.
You could work
standing.
Who did
right.
the slaughtering back then?
The butcher.
The
farmer.
Either
yeah,
the farmer
the
or
place,
the,
yeah.
the person who ran, who had the farm.
Okay.
I mean, these were just farms.
Yeah, it was just a farm.
I mean, this was a farm, and it went all the way down to Rabbit Run, where the next farm was.
That's Mr. Worthington?
Yeah. Went all the way to... And then there was McGill. Who was the...
I don't know, but it was Miss
Another
it was Dr.
Farm.
Marshall's sister who owned McGill's Hill and all that. Business.
There were just big
You'd
farms.
You'd have to look in the archives for this, too, for the real estate business. But I know she bought quite a bit of land.
Yeah.
Because they were rich. And he was grandfather's friend. They were raised together in Painesville, Ohio. They went to school together.
Can we come back to that?
Yeah, sure.
Because you were telling me about the French beans.
Oh, yes.
Tell me about doing the French beans.
Well, the French, we had, during the war, we had big vegetable gardens. Mm. Aunt Libet and Granny worked like mad. Daddy didn't do that to you.
It was out.
He mowed the lawn, I think.
It was out behind the studio.
It was behind the
behind
studio.
Behind the studio.
And there was also one in, she did start one in the front, but it wasn't
Yeah,
so
well, that was a victory garden, too, because all those people had to do was look over the fence, see this beautiful laid out thing with herbs and vegetables, and everything was perfect.
Well, Granny and Aunt Libet also, and all the boys.
Mm-hmm.
They stayed here for quite
the
a while.
The boys being Aunt Libet's sons?
Yeah, she had three sons.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She did the right thing. Daddy had two girls.
Bill was the eldest.
We'll come back to that.
Hobie was the middle boy.
Bill,
Hobie, and John.
Hobart, Baker,
Fallon. Right. Yeah. And John, and Johnny.
Johnny was the youngest.
Ellis. He was the youngest.
So it's Bill, Hobart, and Johnny?
Yes.
Bill, Hobart, and
Johnny. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, the garden was, wait, let's, I want to know what these other buildings are. Summer kitchen. This beautiful stone building here
it was a forge, and it was only the stone part here. See the stone where the wood part started?
Right.
All right. It went this way. It was a little stone forge.
It stopped right there at the corner where it comes out.
Okay.
Where it comes out is new. It was built by Mother and Carl Cardium. They decided they needed a little bit, a slightly larger area so that Mother could put in a new furnace.
Yeah, and they did the stonework
because
it's quite beautiful. See,
they did it themselves?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right, and they put...
Yeah, my mother was a stonemason.
Yeah.
Our mother was a stonemason.
She
don't
heave things around.
She was an artist and a stonemason.
Yeah, and we all did that. Anyway, that black furnace thing, that came from what furnace?
That came from Bill Grimason. I don't know which furnace that's from, but I'll have to look at it. You have to read it.
The plate set as
a window, you know, where the window would be ordinarily. They didn't need that much light in the furnace.
So when you were here as young girls, how was the forge being used?
Build barrels for the mill.
Okay,
they
so
built
when we were here it was over.
No, it was over. The shop has where grandfather built the boat in the back has these shapes made of cement, which what they did was pour cement mortar into the barrel and harden it, and there it's the stands out there for the shop.
That's right.
Yeah. And Grant and Uncle Rolf, the architect.
See, this is post. That would be post.
Yeah, post. World War II.
Forge.
yeah.
That would be post flower mill business.
Yeah, it
the
was.
The flour mill.
Yeah, they built
quit.
The barrels right. Yeah, for the mill, for the flour.
So, take me back then. Okay, so it was no longer a functioning mill. They weren't using that.
No.
For
no.
the cement.
So none
what
of
are
it.
You using
Dr.
for?
Marshall did run the mill for quite a long time, into the 20s.
Well, yes, he
as
did.
As a mill.
Okay.
Yeah, but not when we were around, and certainly
we weren't. We were just around it,
right? Daddy,
Daddy was off to Harvard. He was off to school anyway.
Well,
he went
yeah.
to what? What was the name of the school that he went to first? Worcester Academy.
Worcester
Academy. Worcester Academy. Can't call it Worcester like they do down.
Worcester.
Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
I had to
that...
call it Worcester down there, but up here I had to say Worcester.
That is funny.
It is funny.
And it's the same with New Orleans.
That is that was built by as a cottage. A
okay.
cottage. By Mrs.
Williams.
Williams. Mm-hmm. So she could be the patron of the arts here.
And maybe take a painting course.
And take a painting course. There were grandfather ran a school here, and he wasn't terribly happy doing it. There was that idiot driver.
In the early 1900s. Right?
Yeah.
He was a solitary man. I think Granny Lathrop must have had a lot to do with.
She was much
getting
more,
people.
Yeah. She was a much more social person
right, she
than
was.
He was. He wasn't that social, I don't think. But
no.
then, you know, he and loved to be, when he built his boat, it had a purpose. And that was to get away. And he did. And Granny didn't like sailing the ocean blue. So she didn't go. She stayed here. But she was a diabetic. And so he would come back. And I remember watching him dress her toe.
Oh.
She had a toe that should have been amputated probably, you know, how diabetics. Well, I would watch with great fascination, and I remember watching grandfather take care of her toe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it was sad. And when she died, they said that the angels came down and took her away,
uh-huh.
and I had a vision, this little child, of going through these tree limbs to get up where Jesus died. It's still with me.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I don't remember the people who are here, those girls. I think they had a lot to do with that.
Oh,
the students?
Right. Oh, yeah.
There were a lot of students. Oh, yeah.
We had people to take care of us for a while.
Yeah, we did. Martha. Yes. And,
right.
And then the students were here.
Yeah.
Back and forth. A lot of students trying to trap grandfather.
What do you mean, trying to trap
them? Well, grandfather was the
grandfather
teacher.
Was trying to trap
the
them. I'm sure grandfather was trying to trap them.
I'm sure he was.
Because grandfather.
Grandfather
was very attractive, apparently.
He liked the
and
ladies.
He liked the ladies.
Yeah.
He did like
he finally
them.
Was driven to New Jersey, the Howell Farm. I think.
Oh, right, right.
But he did a lot of painting in both sides of the river.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned so many really interesting things. I don't know where to go next.
Well, let's see.
Go wherever.
Well, you know,
like.
Since you're talking about the personalities of your grandparents, I'd
yeah.
like to hear more.
Well,
about that.
I don't know about this. It's
this
just
is just
sort
hearsay.
Of, it's just
this is,
well.
Where did you hear it from?
Our parents.
I don't know. I never heard it
the
from
boys.
I never
yeah.
heard it from anybody. I just assumed that he must have been very. He had a lot of lady students.
He did.
He had Yerkeses. He had Howells from across the river.
Yeah.
He had
and some
just
from Philadelphia and New York.
People from Philadelphia
I don't know how
and New
he got
York. And mother,
New York,
he, mother,
he lived in New York for a long time.
Mother was one of his students.
Yeah. Well, she wanted to be. She came up to look.
Oh, that's yeah. right. So that's how she got up here.
That's right. She came up.
Saw our gorgeous father, I guess.
Saw the gorgeous father. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
The gorgeous father.
Our gorgeous father.
Yeah. He was gorgeous. We thought, how come we can't meet that?
Well, no.
Well, he met his match. Because our mother was a raving, tearing beauty.
And she, the trouble was, she was also an artist, and she didn't take much to any kind of, what should we call it? Any restriction in any way.
She was Mother a 20s was just, girl.
She was a 20s girl. Mm-hmm. She was a flapper. Yeah. She mm-hmm. was...
She went to school with Alice Neal at the...
At Moore Institute.
Alice Neal.
Well, we didn't know Alice Neal.
We didn't
but
know
too
Alice
bad.
Neal.
Too bad we
too
didn't.
Bad we
didn't. Really liked her.
Because we read the book and
we read her
great.
Book.
She was something, and she was a
she was
student
really
at Moore.
Yeah. And
is
there was a traveling
design for women. Now?
There was a traveling scholarship, and instead of. You tell that story. There
well,
was a traveling
up in that biography
right.
of Alice Neal.
Anyway, Peggy Goodell.
That's what she said. They said, "Well, who did win the traveling fellowship?" And Alice Neal said, "Peggy Goodell." And that was that.
So that's your Aunt Peggy, your
yes.
sister.
My mother's sister,
right,
who was
right.
an artist, a very good artist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
she was traditional.
Yeah,
and,
a traditional
and
art.
Alice Neal wasn't. She was just.
But
know,
her drawing, it was her drawing that
oh,
was very
she was
good,
great. Alice Neal was great. As, you know.
She should
have. It's just that she was more modern. She had her own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was very.
Direction.
She didn't like Uncle Harry, the teacher, who was.
She said he was.
Harry Snell.
Harry Snell.
And he was a great friend of grandfather's.
Yeah.
Was he really an uncle, or you just called
no,
him
uncle?
No,
called
we
him
just
uncle.
Called
okay.
him uncle.
So he is a friend of grandfather's.
Yeah. He was mm-hmm. very close. They were the closest friends, I would say.
Yeah, in the schools
close.
It was...
They loved sailing. And they had met over in Cornwall.
England. Yeah, in Cornwall.
And they both loved boats. And... He had a lot of brothers, and they would go out and have wonderful drinking parties, and we have pictures of that.
We have pictures of that.
The drinking parties?
Yes, and
the
I'm
drinking parties.
To take all those pictures
boys,
over
boy,
to the museum.
Boy
I haven't
business
gotten there
drinking
yet.
Parties, you know.
One day you will.
One day I will.
Anyway.
But he said he saw Granny from a train window. This is the story.
Mm-hmm.
Saw Granny Lathrop from a train window, and he said, "That's the girl I'm going to marry."
Well, he had a lot of chutzpah,
he
I'll
did.
Tell you right now.
He did.
A lot of chutzpah.
But he did marry.
And he did marry. That's the
but
story.
The
that's a very romantic story.
Well,
I
that's,
don't
all,
know.
We
that's
know.
All we
that's
know.
That's all we know.
Who told you that?
The relatives. Mm-hmm. You know, like Aunt Libby and they always told these stories.
But, you know, you
and she got into a thing here. She took care of the artists. A lot, you know. Mm-hmm. They were. She was a very caring person.
Right, and
Aunt
not
Libby.
Only that, she came
Granny
from a
Lathrop.
Family.
Oh, Granny Lathrop.
Granny Lathrop. She came. She was an English girl. She came from a family that had an inn.
In Oxford.
Her mother ran an inn. Her father worked on the railroad.
Yeah,
he was
a
like a
engineer.
Mechanic or something.
No, he was an engineer, I think. Well, at least that's what they said, the family.
Well, anyway,
said. We don't know.
We don't know about that, but they had a lot of kids. And they had a lot of children.
Yeah, there were
and
seven
she,
girls, weren't there?
Something like that.
But they had to have all those girls
anyway,
to help take care of the inn.
Right.
I mean,
so
and
they, and a couple of boys.
Yeah, there were a couple.
Yeah, a couple of boys. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so they ran this inn. It was somewhere near Oxford.
It was in Oxford.
Oxford region or county?
It was Oxford in the town.
Right.
Town of Oxford, I
oh,
think.
Well, then I guess...
It was a town inn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely a town.
So anyway, they were their maiden name, her maiden name, was Burt.
Yeah. Annie Burt, which is very, very Welsh.
B-U-R-T,
yeah.
Burt.
Okay.
Because Burton would be...
Not like Burton.
No,
Bert.
But Burton might be came from Burtstown.
Probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a very common name
in England,
Wales.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess in Wales.
Yeah, because she was basically Welsh, I think. Mm-hmm. Daddy certainly looked more Welsh, didn't he?
Yeah.
dark, dark hair.
Well, it wasn't.
Where the Lathrops were blonde.
Yeah.
I mean, grandfather was a true blonde.
That's right. Yeah.
Or reddish hair. Mm-hmm. He had reddish hair.
Daddy had a mop of very
dark hair. Yeah. Dark and Uncle hair. Joe, I think, was just, I think he was more blonde.
Yes, he was.
Loved Uncle Joe.
Yeah. It was, well, so we loved Daddy too.
I loved Daddy.
Grandfather saw your grandmother from the train, so that's the family lore.
We don't know.
We have no idea.
Okay.
We could probably ask Kobe about
what
that.
What are your impressions of their marriage? What was that like?
Well, I think it was a good marriage. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think it was good.
Grandfather was a good provider.
She was a good
homemaker
and probably very good with people.
She was.
She
good
just
with
was
people.
Good with people. Yeah. She liked people very much.
Okay. Yeah. Whereas he was.
Whereas
a
he,
bit,
you know,
oh, Kitty, please
he,
don't do
he,
that.
Well, you can tell by his paintings. There were never many people in them.
No, we called them.
He was not like Redfield. He was
the lonely man paintings.
They were the lonely man paintings.
Yeah, that's what we called them.
And
because a lot that were left.
Because he loved that. He loved to paint things from a distance. He would paint.
Yeah. He wasn't as socialist.
Like the distant town.
Yeah.
I love that painting.
Yeah,
it's wonderful. You could see across fields and fields, you could see this distant town.
Right.
And also, you know, like Bucks County burning, you don't see...
They used to burn the fields.
Yeah, they would burn the fields. Of course, they would get out of... They had problems with that.
Well, I don't know what they did. They didn't seem to lose anything in building.
No.
So you're saying he painted things from a distance.
Right.
He was a poet. Known.
He was a poet. He was a poet of the sky and the earth.
Yes, but
and
he
the
started
sea.
Out.
What do you mean?
He painted tycoons.
Because he...
Portraits.
He loved nature, I think. He just loved nature.
He did, but...
Okay. He hated farming. But
he
loved nature, and so he painted nature, and he did a wonderful, he did beautiful poetic paintings.
Yeah, he did.
And, they, you know, like, what's that one that they have?
Solbury Valley.
Well, not just Solbury Valley, but somebody has that personally. But the one at the Michener, which is something after rain, the plowing after rain, it is quite beautiful. You know, but they're usually soaring. You know, he was an abstract artist. I would call him very abstract because he had that low horizon line and then a tremendous amount of sky. So he saw things in a more abstract.
Well, his next door neighbor was Mr. Rosen, who also was a...
Well, he went abstract.
He went up to Woodstock,
New York, and became an abstract.
Because the daughter, Polly, was very interested in Daddy.
Well, a lot of girls were
Polly
interested
Rosen.
In Daddy.
Polly
yeah.
Rosen.
A lot of
We
a
have
lot
a letter
girls.
From her. I have a letter in the Honquist book.
Right.
Which is interesting, the Honquist book. You gotta read it. It's really interesting. It has how they made it up, how they did it with what was going on in the world at the time.
Right.
On one page, and then
right.
But
you
really
also you get local news.
The local news,
which is basically right around here, because
it
started right up the street.
Right.
And they.
Tell me about your impressions of grandfather's art.
Well, I just think he was a poet.
He was a poet painter. He was a poet. Yeah, that's
and
what
he and him. Also I think he was a painter's painter too, because he had his colors.
Mm-hmm.
He had a warm eye. Yes. I guess it wouldn't be cool. That was not a cool vision. It was a He saw things pretty much as he saw them.
Yeah, right.
You know,
he was
right.
A
He didn't have a cool palate.
No, he didn't.
What does that say about him?
I don't think it says much. He just had that kind of an eye. Yeah. He had a good eye. My mother loved his paintings.
Yeah,
she really
did.
Thought,
and she had a good. She had
she
good
had a,
color.
Her
yeah, color,
her
was,
color
wonderful.
Was wonderful.
Right.
Yeah.
They were very.
But Aunt Peggy was the one who won the fellowship. The traveling fellowship.
Poor Alice. You know.
I didn't remember that when Aunt Peggy went off on her with Uncle Pocky to go to Europe and Mrs. Claxton went along with them.
Oh, of course. Oh,
oh God,
my God,
I would have died then.
Yeah, right.
So funny.
She said to Mother, Mother was so... Well, Mother attracted so many people, so many
was
men.
Off the wall.
And Aunt Peggy said to our Mother, "This is one
man
you're not going to get."
She said that about who?
To our
about
mother.
Her. About
this
her.
Is, this is one man you're not getting. This
about our
wall.
Uncle.
About.
That was Mr. Claxton.
Mr. Claxton.
Who took beautiful photographs. He
so
was
did
a
Peggy and Mr. Claxton
get married? Yes, and they were happily married,
happily
for,
married
many years.
For many, many years.
So
till
your
he
mother...
suffered for a little from dementia, and she took care of him through all that. Mm-hmm. And he was 6 feet, well over 6 feet. Mm-hmm. And little Aunt Peggy was trying
was
to get him dressed.
About 5'2".
And she was
5 foot.
She, would get,
she was little.
One day he got 2 feet and one pant leg.
And then he went down like
a tree. He went down like
a tree.
No, he was okay, but he went down like...
And so she had to call the police? And the police had
to
come and get...
Oh, no, she didn't want to, but she couldn't get do anything without...
Oh, it was just... She would not put him...
Stubborn.
And she would not
put him... Wouldn't move up here in the studio like Granny wanted her to move up here and live up here.
No,
she's
no.
Dating Germantown,
right? And
on Wissahickon
and
Avenue.
Finally, you know,
yeah,
it was really appalling.
Yeah, but she did it the way she wanted.
That's
and
right.
That's that.
She was that kind of person. Yeah. She was very strong. They had a Quaker upbringing, so that you know that was tough.
Well, Grandfather was an Episcopalian, but Granny Goodell was definitely a Quaker.
And she made those children say thee and thou, because I remember that.
They did say thee. Well, that was Mrs. Cole, wasn't it?
No, that was Granny, I remember.
Mrs. Cole.
I remember Granny Goodell was thee and
thee
Mother and Peggy had to thee and thou, because I thought it was very peculiar.
Well, they did speak that. They did speak Quaker.
Yeah, they did. Anyway. However, they were sent to Episcopalian schools.
They were sent to that a school in New England.
It was in New York.
With Aunt Peggy watching our mother. She was always sent along as the babysitter. Because Granny was a little, they felt that Granny was a little bit out of control.
Which she was.
Well, it was the 20s. It was just
no,
after
it was,
the war,
no, it
wasn't
was,
it?
No, it was before the 20s.
Yeah, it would be before the 20s,
it
but
was
not
before
much.
It was before the 20s.
So this is all part of the war, because you weren't born yet.
No. Well, I was born. I was a surprise.
This is
you
lore.
I was a surprise, and Granny had to spend time with Aunt Libet in Princeton because our mother
you were
was
such
not,
a surprise.
It was such a surprise. I was a 6 month old.
Oh,
I was one of those.
Okay.
So Granny got away from Aunt Peggy for. Sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the lore too.
Okay.
Yeah, right. But Aunt Libet was very
and Aunt
kind.
Peggy. Aunt Peggy did a painting of Mother.
Oh, yes.
Aunt
oh.
Peggy did a painting. It's a great big huge
big
painting.
Mm-hmm.
Mother would
life-size.
Sit waiting to hear from Daddy. And Daddy wasn't
calling.
I think somebody said there's gonna be a this is going to be a shotgun wedding.
No, nobody said anything about that at that
well,
time.
Well, he did not...
No,
he didn't... He wasn't even thinking about that.
He was thinking about his school.
Well, apparently nobody said anything to him.
I don't know what. But she was 60.
Nora, this was, but this was 1931.
Matter.
1931.
It was after the 20s.
Anyway, so Aunt Peggy did a painting of Mother.
She called it Introspection. We have it upstairs. With her little, she had a little bouquet.
She had a little bouquet of violets.
Waiting for a phone call.
The phone call.
And here was this little sad person.
And the phone call was?
It was a life-size painting.
It was. Said he wanted to come see her, and I guess...
Well, you can't make stuff up.
I don't know how they got together, but they got married.
Well, this is speculation. That's
what yeah, they did. They got married. They got married.
So he eventually made the call. They got married.
Right, and Aunt Peggy got her painting.
And Aunt Peggy did this painting of introspection, she calls it. And here is this little face, and a little, almost life-size, sitting, looking very sad, waiting for the phone.
That's really funny.
Well, he was interested in his school, starting the Solbury School, getting the money together for that, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that was his story.
Revving people up and trying
to... Well, he did.
They had the first students were there at that time. The first...
Yeah, they
did. That was the first class,
well,
maybe.
The Hopeless School, the girls' school, started first.
Well, that was...
It was 1917.
All right, 1917, but we have 1916 over there, because that's when she fixed up the...
That's when she started
place.
It in this
right.
building.
Right, that's right.
Three students.
So the Solbury School, 1925,
Miss
was
Holmquist.
Miss
Holmquist. With the piano.
Carlene.
With the piano. Carlene.
Started with three students right here on this property.
That's right.
And
that's
that was
right.
the precursor of the Solbury School?
That's
yeah.
right.
Well,
no, no, of
the
Holmquist school.
Of the Holmquist School.
Which was
right.
a girls' school.
Right, and the Solbury School was 1925, started in 1925.
Could you like to read that?
And, yeah, I would.
Yeah.
And it was Doc Washburn and Daddy. And
Herb Boyd.
Herb Boyd was Laurie.
Steve Strang. Laurie Erskine was not part of it then.
He wasn't. He came Ren later.
Through
up the mountain.
Right. Oh, ooh. You remember? We used to listen to that on the radio.
It was like Captain Midnight,
yeah.
or it was like The Shadow.
We could get one station, WJZ.
15 minutes.
From Uncle Harry.
Right.
When Uncle Harry died, we got this kind of strange radio with curly, curving legs that came down. You could get WJZ from New York here. And that was it. So we got all
We got the Lone Ranger.
We got the Lone Ranger.
We got Renfrew of the Mounted.
We would go to bed at 7:30 because it was so bright.
Right.
You know, you didn't want to go to bed at 7:30, but the Lone Ranger lured us up there.
Right. So 7:30 to 8.
Yep.
Right.
7:30 to 8 was when
I think
was
I
the
think it was.
Yeah. And we were in the attic.
And that was the Lone Ranger. They would let us listen to the
Our mother moved everybody to the attic. We lived in the attic.
Up
and
there.
Then she rented rooms.
Okay.
And she would rent rooms to students of other artists. Like Jack Follansbee had students, Harry Rosen had students, and they would come in, and they're very nice girls usually. Mm-hmm. We really liked them.
Right.
And we were very fond of those girls.
Right. Then usually during the war it was the theater.
Theater people.
Theater
well,
people.
There wasn't much theater during the war, but it started in 1939. So that
right.
It, and then they quit, and then it started again after the war.
Right, right.
And she had we had some interesting people here.
Yeah.
Living here.
Right.
Not all of them weren't terribly fond of, but
no, I remember.
Well, can we come back to that?
Oh,
because
sure.
I do want to hear about that a lot. And
yeah,
that would have been later.
Yeah, that was right. later.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So where did you go to school?
We went to... I went to the elementary school. She went to Buckingham
she
Friends.
She went to Buckingham Friends also, but it was payment. I think you had to pay at the Buckingham Friends School, you had to pay.
Right.
And I think Granny decided to pay for me.
But not for me.
Well, not for you, because you were littler at that point.
Right.
And
yeah,
you were three years younger.
Right.
And I remember that...
Well, I did go for a year.
But then I went
to the elementary school.
Yeah.
Which elementary school?
Solbury.
Right on top of
Solbury
the
on it?
Yeah.
The stone building.
Okay. How did you get to school?
By bus.
Yeah, there's a bus.
I think I had went by bus.
I think you did too.
Yeah.
All my kids went by bus.
Yeah, right.
So what
and Mrs. Fitting from? Was my first teacher.
Mrs. Fitting?
And she was just
Don's
delightful.
Mother.
Really
yes,
lovely.
A very
person.
Nice person, yeah.
What was
and
she like?
She was just a lovely person. That's all I can say. She was really very warm and very pleasant, and she made you pay attention to the numbers and the everything else.
She was really little.
Yeah. So that was second grade. I think
second
I went in.
First or second grade?
Yeah,
first,
you did go from.
I think it was second grade that I went.
And how many rooms were in that schoolhouse?
Oh, well,
gosh,
the new school had been built,
right,
I think. And I don't know whether you ever got
Never was in the little school. In that little...
You were never in there.
Never.
You were always in the one
always in the
built.
Bigger one.
Yeah, it was built.
The bigger stone school.
Yeah, and it was the bigger school.
I guess it there
right
was...
Right next door.
Second, third, fourth,
but
Zebulon fifth,
Pike's
and sixth.
School
second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth.
I think so, yeah.
Right. You went right
five
straight
rooms.
Through it.
It had quite a few rooms.
The fifth and sixth, they had a door that separated them.
Okay.
I remember that. And second and third. Second and third and fourth were the smaller rooms, I think. And they were on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
And the...
I remember that.
Mrs. Bird taught me in sixth grade, and that's when I really started to read.
Mm-hmm.
I started to read in the...
I have to show her that book.
Second grade.
I'd go to the bathroom.
Okay.
I started to read in second grade, but I couldn't stand Jane Run.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't stand that kind of. So it just didn't interest me.
Right.
So I could read, but just barely. And and then in the sixth grade, Mrs. Bird, or it might not have been Mrs. Bird, it might have been Mrs. Mrs. Cathers. Mrs. Cathers.
K-A-T-C-A-T?
Yeah.
How was
Cathers.
It spelled?
Cathers, like the Cather people from Europe.
K-A-T-H-E-R?
Yeah,
okay.
Right. She was a really good teacher. And she had known Daddy. As a matter of fact, she borrowed his uniform to march in a parade because she was... probably is almost as tall as he was. So she had, so that we had that connection. Anyway, she lived up, I think, in Centerbridge.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she became the principal of the school when I was a kid. And she was very good. And they had a little library, and they had books in the little library. It was like a corner of the room. This library, with a few stacks, and I discovered the Pennsylvania girl. Oh God, I can't think of the name of it. Anyway, it was about a colonial girl in Pennsylvania who had been stolen by the Indians. And then she escaped some way, and Oh, it's called The Frontier Girl of Pennsylvania. And I probably still exist. And then I read The Frontier Girl of New York. So there was a series. And I love those books. And that just started me reading. And then I started reading everything. I just was fascinated with books. But it took a long time.
Was there a library in the area that you went to?
Yes, there was the New Hope Library, which was very small and run by Jean Nye and Eleanor Evans. And they started it. And guess where they started it? You know where the bookstore is?
Farley's?
Farley's.
Yeah.
That little tiny house that's just... It's not quite attached to the front of the building. You know, it used to be Martine's or something. It used to be a little restaurant.
Right,
that was the first library. Then it moved up the street to, you know, right off 202, that church.
Where it is now.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, it was a wonderful little library. They had many, many books, and they were... As a matter of fact, Jean might have gone to HomeQuest. I'm not sure. Anyway, Eleanor was very sophisticated, and her husband was a song and dance man who became a designer. He and Jimmy Hamilton did a design. They had a design business, and they did the music circus. They did scenery for the music circus. Mm-hmm. They built the stage, the circular stage. Mm-hmm. They did a lot of wonderful things. Anyway, Eleanor was his wife, and she was the librarian. But I think Mrs. prior to that, there was a painting that Grandfather had done of... Sometimes it's really difficult to remember these names. The people that lived up at Stone Cottage on River Road, I'll have to wait for Nora.
That's okay.
Nora will remember.
But where were you going with that?
Where I was going with that was, I think she started the library.
Oh,
I think she might have been the first person to set that up.
Right.
And it was, and, you know, and they got different librarians, people who were really interested in books.
Mm-hmm.
And not that they took library science, because they probably didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But they were very good. Mm-hmm. You know, they categorized everything. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that was the first library.
Right.
Yeah.
What else do you remember about going to school back then?
I don't know. I didn't like school very much. I was not fond of it. So, it was too regimented, I think. I always felt that.
Mm-hmm.
I did not like regimented schools.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, they had to regiment. You had to hold hands going down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
You had to... walk a certain way so you didn't make too much noise.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about how regimented school was and how Jill didn't like it.
She didn't like it because it was
regimented. Really regimented. But it had to be.
But I was looking for George Bailey's book, the pictures of those old teachers with their signs in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
I have a graduation. And so those teachers were Jill's old teachers.
Yeah.
And they had these little signs in front of the 19, whatever, whenever they started.
Yeah.
And they were quite a group.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mrs. Bird was there.
Oh, I love Mrs. Bird.
Mrs. Bird.
I did love. She was, and Mrs. Cathers I liked, but although I was never taught by her.
Right.
Mrs. Bird, is it B
U
Y R D?
B U R D.
B
Y
Y R D.
Was it B Y R D?
No, it was probably B I R D.
No, I thought it was B U R D.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. Okay, but we all agree on how it was pronounced.
Right.
Yes, it was Bird.
Bird.
It was Bird. What? And she
but
was really.
I saw it printed that way.
And
B-U-R-D.
She was dark, and she had dimples on both sides of her mouth. So when she smiled, she had these two dimples.
Yeah.
And she was just very
was
cheery.
Was she talking to friends? Or
no.
No, no.
She was at
the elementary school. But she was a more even person. I think she was more, she wasn't as regimental as the others.
The picture of the four of them lined up at that graduation with their son. Mrs. Bird is not paying the slightest bit of attention. You see her profile.
I don't remember that. But Nora,
no, it was a long,
the lady who started the library in New Hope.
Yeah.
Stone Cottage.
Mrs. Ralston.
Mrs. Ralston. Okay. There's a painting of her by grandfather down there.
Down in the library.
Yeah.
Grandfather painted a portrait of Mrs. Ralston.
Yeah.
The patron of the library.
Oh, nice.
In New Hope.
Yeah,
nice.
Well, it's a tiny little library.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, he painted that. But you know, those, Mrs. Ralston, those people were very civic minded.
And
the Smith sisters, they called them, lived along the road. Where, I think that was a Cather's house, an old Cather's, the old family house along the road. There. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting, you know, because what happened to these people? Mm-hmm. They all became teachers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there were little schoolhouses every so often, like the one in Sulbury, the famous one with Zebulon Pike's name on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one up here where Mrs. Johnson was.
Oh, yeah,
name.
Right across from the Johnson Orchard.
Yeah, right opposite their farm.
Yeah.
There were those little stone schoolhouses, little about the shape of a cooper shop.
Yeah. Mrs. Hartman taught
Mrs.
there.
Mrs. Hartman did, She went, I guess she did.
Yeah.
Those were the first public schools, which are now residences.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an interesting place. I suppose.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Grandfather.
Really was.
I just checked the clock. We have maybe another 5 minutes
or so. Okay.
Jill can go on with what she's doing.
Yeah, and then what we'll do is we'll set up a time to get together again next week if you could.
Sure.
Okay. So I know we jumped around a lot. I have
we did.
A general sense for some of the property, some of the early life.
Yeah.
And what we'll probably do next time is come back and pick up some of those threads.
Okay.
It was a working farm. At a mill.
Yeah. So what came up today that you wanted to embellish or say more about?
Well, I don't know. I don't think anything.
Okay.
No.
Well, we were...
We had a bucolic childhood. We ran barefoot all summer long.
But
and
we were also...
We played with the cows and we had a good time.
Daddy got 1 gallon a week to go back and forth to school.
Right. I'm sorry. Say
that
again?
Daddy got a gallon a week of gas.
This was war business. We had an A card or something.
We had an A card.
Tell me about the A card.
You got A, B, and C. I guess the fire departments got C. Or maybe
got
C. I don't know.
No, we didn't. We had an A card.
So A is the least generous?
The least generous.
So entitled you to 1 gallon of gas.
1 gallon
per week.
Plus
something.
Yeah, it was 1 gallon plus something, but I forget what the plus something was.
I don't remember.
Well,
I just remember loving the smell of gasoline.
Yeah, we like the smell.
We loved the smell of gasoline as children.
Mm-hmm.
But
all children.
That, you know, that's when they were pumping it in.
You little devil.
Oh, look at him.
They are so. Rats with fluffy tails.
Oh, they're so cute.
They are.
We have a rabbit.
You know, maybe next time we can talk more about
You set it up and say what you wanted.
Yeah,
during the war it was very sparse.
We had blackouts.
More prizes is very funny.
We had blackouts. Why? I don't know.
We did. We had blackouts. they had to train the people who were the watchers.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it was exciting. It was exciting up in
Well, there's people, if we were going to be invaded, which I doubted, which I doubt very much, but they always had this thing. If we're going to be invaded by these people coming across the ocean and invading us, because they were very powerful, those
they
people.
They were.
And they were being very powerful with England.
Well, they were
not,
being very...
Not 3,000 miles across the ocean.
That's right. But they did send U-boats or something.
They did. They sent people to get off U-boats.
So we go up. We went up to New England in the summer a couple of times, and I remember depth charges.
Yeah,
you could hear them.
They practiced.
I don't know that they were practicing. We don't even know if they were practicing. But at night,
we all had to... You could hear the depth charges. The submarines were right along the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And they dropped people off.
So that was the exciting time. That was the exciting time. And we were... the Marine base down on Halibut Point, or right near Halibut Point, they would...
Give us lemon pop.
Lemon pop and...
Oh.
And
terrible stuff.
And they would ask
who we were, who our parents were.
You were little girls.
Yeah, we were little girls and little boys,
and our cousins, our little boy cousins.
And we had a little girlfriend named Lori,
mm-hmm.
and there was Mary Ann, her sister.
Laura and Mary Ann,
and they were the daughters of the bus driver could take you around
to Rockport
and little Larry called it cocktails.
She called my
they'd all have drinks in the afternoon cocktails.
And Laura called them cocktails.
She was a little tiny thing.
Now what were you doing there?
Vacation.
Just for the summer, for fun.
Yeah. Not very many people went on vacation during
the beach.
The war.
We had a beach that was about...
We had ancient cars that wouldn't make it all the way. We'd get stuck in New York because something didn't work. Oh my God, it was unbelievable. And you had to go right through New York, to get to where you're going.
Right.
And it was a dangerous place.
Anyway, but it was fun. We loved it.
It was fun.
Just
like
loved
that.
It. And we had our first taste of
cocktails.
No, we didn't drink the cocktails.
That was little Laurie. Little Laurie.
Laura.
Laura said that.
It was Laura, and Laura was 7.
She was 7.
And I was 9. So I... But Laura could swim like a fish.
Yes, she could.
Yeah, she was my friend, and Marianne was Nora's friend.
Yeah.
Marianne
as much
was.
As you have friends at that age.
right. That you can have friends at that age. I remember that.
We had a good time. Mm-hmm. But she never bought that house. She should have bought that house. It was for sale for $1,500. Can you imagine? $1,500. And Granny said she'd buy it for her. This was all Granny Bedell.
Uh-huh.
She would buy it for her. And refused it. This is our mother. Refused. I don't think she wanted to be beholden.
I know what it was. It was right.
She didn't want to be beholden, but it was a fairly good sized house.
Well,
the whole thing slanted toward the sea.
Right. It was sort of up on it.
Yeah. It was a lot of thorny
rocks. So it was pretty uncommon.
Yeah.
To go on vacation with.
It was.
Oh, yeah. Daddy. But Daddy was his, you know, he loved history, and he went up to...
He
would dig in it.
Oh, he loved it.
He loved it.
How did the war affect you directly, aside from the 1 gallon of gas a week? How else were you...
We had a cousin.
Our grandmother did it for us because we wouldn't do it.
We had a cousin, Bobby, and Bobby didn't make it.
Well, he was dead long after. I mean, we were older then.
Well, we weren't that much older.
We had already invaded Italy.
Wait, so you lost a cousin in
Italy? Yeah, in Italy.
Bobby
Lee. Bobby
Lee. Very handsome.
We love Bobby.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. We didn't know him too well because we didn't make too
Well,
many
we
trips
knew him
over
well
Italy.
Enough. He used to, I mean, Uncle Joe would bring
Uncle
him
Joe.
Over and we would go over there.
Uncle Joe married the daughter.
I know.
That's
for
Catherine.
So you lost someone. You got gas rationing. What else was directly
affected? Oh, I don't know. You had to have points to buy anything.
Points. We
ration
had little
books.
Ration books.
Right. My mother had a little ration book.
Right. And mother had. Mother would go up to Sulbury with Daddy spot airplanes.
Yeah.
There was a little house that was built right on the edge of the road.
Right. Yeah, it was
with a few steps, you sat there, and you looked.
You'd say,
I mean,
Army
that
you
could.
Flash.
The sky was huge.
Yeah,
and
Army
any,
flash. They would say,
and
that's what she'd say.
That's
what
right.
What does that mean, Army flash?
Army flash meant you called into this thing and tell them what kind of airplane was flying over.
She would identify the airplane.
Yeah,
and
right,
call it in.
Right,
and
somebody else. Somebody else was doing it on the next. Field
yeah.
over.
And did they volunteer their time to do this?
Yes.
Or were they
oh, yeah. They
no.
were, no, they
volunteers.
Were volunteers.
And your mother did that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Volunteers.
Got
she
out
had
of
a
the house.
Little armband and a little jacket, I think,
and
that
where
she
exactly
was wearing.
Did she
yeah, little. No, it was just an armband.
Okay.
Where did she go to do that?
Right up to Sulbury School.
Right at the Sulbury School, because
yeah.
those were nice flat fields and you could see forever.
Yeah.
So
okay.
they had built a little post. It was like a Nike base or something.
A little post. They called it the post.
They called them the posts.
And there was a swimming pool there on the other side of the school, and we just went swimming.
While she was doing that?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, school
yeah,
pool.
Not at night.
The school
she did,
pool.
She did daytime.
It was a school pool. There was not, it was not a regular swimming pool. It was... The mud hole.
Yeah, it was.
It was
a wonderful swim.
It was a nice pond. Have you ever been up there? Behind the barn and the house, there is a pond.
A pond. It was just a farm pond.
Nice.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Full of
tell
eels.
Tell me more about how the war affected you. What else? Give me another example.
Well, we love the guys who were building the bridges, the engineers.
The pontoon bridge.
Oh, you
the
did.
Pontoon bridge.
Yeah,
you
love those
they
guys.
They used to do the... Well, I went with the girl who was very interested in Captain So-and-so. I forget
oh.
his name now. But she liked him. He was very handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think it lasted long, but she was one of the students here.
Mm-hmm.
Probably one of Jack's students.
Oh, I don't remember
name, but
that.
She was very nice. She lived in our room.
Oh.
She had our room there, and she'd always have breakfast.
Uh-huh.
They had Eleanor and Mizzy.
Wait. Well, we're going to come back to that. We're
all
talking
right.
about the war.
All right. This is wartime.
Okay, wartime.
Eleanor and Mizzy.
We had...
had a one-minute egg.
I know, but...
Jill. A one
All right, I remember.
Egg.
But she was she wartime?
Yeah, just after.
All right.
Or just the end.
So did you still have students here during the war?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
you must have. Okay.
Yeah, there
oh,
were people
yeah.
here during
people.
The war. Because... Brandy
people had. Moved out of New York, you know,
they
had,
to
there
be
was
out
a dance
York,
group,
you know.
There was a dance group who moved out and they would practice at the mill and they would put
yeah,
on little recitals.
What was it called, Jim?
Eugene Loring's
Dance Studio or something.
Yeah, New York Ballet Company.
It
was
yeah.
New York Ballet Company
yeah.
with Conrad and Janet Reed. And I've forgotten Conrad's last name. He was very fancy.
Yes.
But Joni McCracken was with that
yeah,
group.
She
and
was
boy,
the girl
could she
who
dance.
Fell down. She could dance very well. She was the girl who fell down.
Yeah.
Known as the girl who fell down. And I guess she...
She was a wonderful
she
dancer.
She fell down in the... she was supposed to.
Yeah,
you know,
right. In Oklahoma.
In Oklahoma, yeah.
Celeste Holm and herself were, I guess...
Were they here?
Yeah. Celeste Holmes' boy went to school in Sulbury.
But that was much.
That was later.
Of course.
Yeah.
But Joni McCracken was here.
Yeah.
She and her husband, Jack Dumphy, who later got mixed up with Truman Capote, he became
Truman
Capote's
long-time lover.
And secretary.
Did you know him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He lived over.
He was a very to himself person. But yeah. he and Joni.
They didn't stay
lived
married.
Over at on the Colt property in the studio.
Yeah.
The Colt studio. They were there in the summer. and they were just good friends. And we'd go down and swim off the point. In the river, because that's where we swam. We swam in the river.
Dirty
and get
old
up
river,
to the school pool.
And our feet were always black because of coal dust coming down the river. They hadn't cleaned it up then.
Well, in the middle of the river, it was better.
It was better. where the channel was. Yeah.
Where the channel was, it was much better.
There goes our woodworker.
Okay. So we're going to pick it up next time.
Okay.
Talk more about swimming in the river, and I want to hear more about all these.
I don't know whether the
students.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It moved.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
And that's the little Holmquist book, which goes. This is the letter. This is Polly. That's the little newsletter that Jean Shaw.
Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of local
business in here. This is 1917 to 1949.
So you're loaning that to me?
I'm loaning it to
you. Thank you very much.
It doesn't have my name in it or anything, but you'll remember.
I will, and I want to give you my contact information in case you ever find it.
Really, we're pretty much free.
Yeah. We don't have any
cash.
We've been to our weekly, what is it, the doctor thing?
Okay, so I'm going to sign off now and to be continued.
Okay.